The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to 2022 and the Netball Show with Flyhawk as we enter our fifth year of podcasts. Lots planned. Can't tell you any more just yet. This podcast, bit of a Wales Netball special. We're going to hear from Vicky Sutton, who's been speaking to Zara. But first, I've been speaking to Danny Titmus-Morris about how the first couple of months has been going for her.
It's a really nice vibe. There's a real blend of sort of characters, and it's nice. Yeah, everyone's slotted in quite well together.
Can you see those signs there early on?
Yeah, everyone's really excited about what we think we might be able to do over the course of the next few seasons and stuff. So it's like really happy vibe, really good vibe. Quanda's settling in well. She's so effervescent and, you know, just she's got like a really bubbly personality, and it's nice to have her in the group. And she's obviously struggling a little bit with the cold, but it's so the girls, like, for her birthday went and got her some sort of warm clothes and a big like fluffy dressing gown and stuff. But no, it's really nice how everyone's sort of connecting on and off the court, so yeah, happy with that.
Elsewhere in the league as well, obviously Kat's back, Hawthorn-Thwaite's back as well. Is that exciting for you as it is for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just improves the standards of the league, right? So having, you know, even, you know, when you think Serena came back from Australia to come back to the league, and it just raises the standard of the league. So, yeah, of course, it's super exciting to have those, like, world-class players playing in the Super League, and absolutely.
Dragons have launched a membership model this year. It just gives fans that little bit more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's kind of like, you know, early access to things, the behind the scenes footage that maybe other people don't get. And even we've actually just elected our leadership group, and that'll go to our Dragon's Lair before we sort of announce it publicly. So they just probably get a little bit more of a flavour of what like it's like to be a Dragon. Where we can, we've got a, you know, an Instagram account that so they get little snippets of when we're doing training and Q&As and things like that. But yeah, it's a really nice way to be able to connect with some of our fans.
We can't really ignore the fact that O'Neill's are extending their support as well, so that's key for you, just given the fact that everything that's gone on over the last 18 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really great to be in partnership with O'Neill's again. You know, the kit is amazing. Obviously, we've had to rebrand, so the kit is new in terms of what it looks like, and we've just had some of our new best tops delivered, which we're going to play in on the weekend. And yeah, the girls are really looking forward to getting some more of that kit. I think also it's just gone out for sale to the fans as well. But you know, the kit looks amazing. Yeah, really happy to do that partnership with O'Neill.
We know the opening fixture's going to be in February, but realistically, how soon does that come around to you and the rest of the squad?
Really soon. Yeah, first game's up Thunder. So in actual fact, you know, our first game of Rise Against is also Thunder. So it's good prep for that. Yeah, but you think about it, it's actually not that long away. We've got, you know, we're in December. We've got a few weeks before Christmas. And then, you know, when you're back after Christmas, it's like kind of hit the ground running and it's you. So I'm sure it's going to go by in an absolute flash. And actually, just the girls are really excited. You know, we're really looking forward to playing netball. You know, you do all the work and the training and on the court and in the gym and all the rest of it. And ultimately, the fun bit is to play in the court bit. We are going to go out there and do the absolute best every single time we step on the court.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time now for part two of Beth's chat with the new Wales Netball CEO, Vicky Sutton.
We've got some fantastic partners, and they support us in very different ways, and likewise we support them. So obviously there's O'Neill's, who are our official teamwear supplier for both Wales and Celtic Dragons. Physique, who I'm sure many people know, are our official physiotherapy supplier to Wales Netball. Orthotics are a wonderful company based here in Wales, and they sort of do all the orthopaedic bracing and things like that have really benefited some of our players in the past. Similarly, ACE Feet in Motion provides sort of that gait analysis. They've got some really fantastic instruments that they use to analyse pressure and all wonderful things that I don't understand. And then Cardiff Sports Orthopaedics are our sort of official medical supplier. So we have a wonderful gentleman there called Angus, who really helps us navigate tricky medical situations that come up when you're a semi-professional sports team. We've also obviously got charity partners, and Prince's Trust are a wonderful charity partner of ours that we're really lucky to have that relationship with. I mean, we have been approached previously by other companies who do want to throw money at us, but it's just not been right, either their vision, or sometimes there's been some ethical questions over why they want to partner with us. And actually, it's sort of been us saying, well, thank you for your interest, but we don't really have shared vision and shared goals, and we're quite protective of that. We want to work with partners that have a similar vision to us. We're not just going to accept money or help from somebody who perhaps doesn't fit with our strategic aims. And that's a difficult decision to make, because it can mean refusing financial income sometimes, which is hard to come by. But actually, at the end of the day, our sort of organisational integrity is paramount, and that has to be maintained.
And you're right. And that's the strength of your brand and the strength of what you guys are all about. And you want to stand by a vision that you're proud of, especially now being CEO. You want to be proud of what you've been bringing to the table. And I can see, Vicky, that you are. You can tell you are so excited to take this role on. You've even got green nails, which is even greater. So you're clearly really excited.
You noticed.
I did. I noticed. You guys can't see, but yes, I noticed. But that's all. But again, you can see it on you, Vicky. You're really excited to take this on, and I think that's nice for people of Wales and people of the netballing world to know that there's somebody who is really ready to go and knows exactly the vision. But what would you say, Vicky? Obviously, I'm taking valuable time off you before you start the role. What's kind of the main things that you're going to be driving forward? What's your main passion points at this moment going into starting the role tomorrow?
Yeah, a couple of things. I think firstly, before I answer that question, just to say, yes, I am really excited. But also, I feel very privileged to be in this role. And actually, it's something that, yes, I've worked hard for, and it's very much the pinnacle of my career. But I understand the importance of netball to people in Wales, to our membership, and to parents of those membership, you know, partners, friends, fans of those membership. I really understand that the netball has changed lives in some instances. I've seen that firsthand, and I've heard about it from a distance as well. So I don't take this role lightly. It's not something I'm coming into to be excited and bounce around. You know, I'm very much understand that I'm the guardian of a hobby and a way of life for people, and I want to show that I'm worthy of that position, and hopefully my actions over the next few months, if not years, hopefully years, will really show people that's something that I take very seriously, and I'm very honoured to be in this position. But I think things that I want to do fairly quickly, or things that need to be done fairly quickly, is as a staff team, we're still quite remote. That's still the directive here in Wales, is work from home when you can. Currently today I'm in the office, and we're putting together some new furniture, so when people are allowed to come back to the office, it's in a really good place, and actually it reflects a bit of a hybrid role of part working from home and part office space, which is probably what we'll all be doing for certainly the foreseeable future. So there's something around moving us out of this COVID culture and getting us used to just being in an office environment again and spending a bit more time face to face as a team, which we're all really excited about. We've got some really good things happening on pathways here in Wales, both Wales Netball Pathways and Celtic Dragons Pathways. Those things will be made public very soon. They're just going through the final stages of approval at board level, or will be this week. So we're excited about those things. And there's obviously hoping that Celtic Dragons have a really good start to the season, which I've done everything I can to ensure that it's now over to the players and the management, and they're certainly doing everything they can to ensure that as well. And then obviously, not that there's much I can do about it from my seat, but really securing that Commonwealth Games qualification would be wonderful, and we're really hopeful that it happens. And again, Sarah Moore's done a fantastic job with that squad, and I'm confident in her abilities as a coach. She's world renowned, and we're very lucky to have her and her management team. So a couple of big chunky things. I'd also like to just get out and see people again. I've missed coffees, I've missed chatting to people, and when we're allowed, I'll certainly be out and about around Wales, just meeting key partners and key stakeholders and remembering what they look like from the shoulders down, I think. But yeah, I've done quite a lot of chatting as well to people that I've not really met before, either via podcasts or other forms of media, and really enjoyed that, just getting to know what's important to the netball community a bit wider than Wales. And actually, it's reassuring to know that we have similar challenges to other countries, but also encouraging to know that we're doing really good things about those challenges as well.
And I think, Vicky, you've got the right outlook to have. And I think all of us have got our fingers crossed, and we're hoping that Wales will be there in Birmingham in 2022. We want more of those fantastic images of the girls on court. I'm now thinking of the flossing dance move. I think Nia Jones has claimed that as her own. But Vicky Sutton, the new CEO at Wales Netball, it's been a pleasure speaking to you with the Netball Show today. And all I can say is good luck, and hopefully you'll have a fantastic 2022 and beyond.
Thanks, Beth. Yeah, me too.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember, you can send us a DM with news, info that's happening at your club. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter, or something a little bit longer, info@thenetballshow.co.uk.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.